Okay, let's get into today's sugya, Daf Yerushalmi Moed Katan, Daf Yud Daled. As we continue here in Perek Eil Magalchin, we started with Eil Magalchin, and yesterday we had the mission of Eil Mechabsin, right? Who was allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, who was allowed to wash and do laundry on Chol HaMoed, because generally one is not allowed to. It's a Tirchi Yaseira, and we'll see why people should go into Chol HaMoed with clean clothes. Other various reasons given, but there's an Isser Techbosa, just like there is for an Aval. These are the people that are allowed to do it, as we saw. So we saw at the end, not only are there certain types of people, but certain types of begadim that are allowed to be washed. Mitbachos Yadayim, Svarim, Safag, V'chulu. Says the Gemara, Tani, Balnare Nashim Mutter L'chapsam Noen. If you have balnari nashim, what are balnari? Says the Karbon Eida, sadinim shahanashim misatve behem. Some types of women's cloths and clothing, right? From the word balan, balanim are the ones who are in charge of the hot showers. So balnari nashim, these types of garments that are worn are mutter. He balnari nashim, he balnari anashim. Really, it's whoever's using them, men and women. Mal balnari nashim, what is balnari nashim? But at the kisar namri, Antinaya, or there must be a more common word that was used. If somebody has no other clothing, he only has one shirt, right? One shirt, mutter, you can wash it on Chol HaMoed, because ain brera, right? Even if you did wash it on Erev Yantif, you can then need it again. So mutter l'chabso. Am Rabbi Yosi bar Bun ubilcho trei. It really means if you have two. Because if you have one, then how do you take it off? And what do you stay in? What do you wear when you're washing it? So it really means if you have two. Diyehe shalachad v'lavashchad. You take one off while you wash one and you keep flipping them. So really when it says if you only have one chalak, it means you have two. Bon kumi Rabbi Yosi, big day ketanim mahin. What about children's clothing? They get dirty all the time. Right? Are you allowed to wash those on Chol HaMoed? The Gemara says, Arm alon, kimi shein lo ala chalak echad. It's like someone who only has one chalak. Since it's the derech to get dirty all the time, it's like you only have one, you have to keep washing them, and therefore, it is mutter. Chaim Kadievsky wonders why you couldn't just learn this from the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says that the mitbachos yadayim, saparim, right, all of those you can wash, because lachor, all of those also get dirty all the time. So why do you have to learn it from, Reb Yosa? Right, Reb Yosa says, you learn it from Ein lo ela chalak echad. You learn it really from Reb Yochanan's statement. Why not from the Mishnah? So you would have thought, says the Reb Chaim Kadievsky, that once it's begadim, only certain types of begadim. When it talks about the end of the Mishnah about mitbachos, maybe those types of begadim are excluded. But once it has the status of clothing, right? So maybe you would have thought lo plug. It's like lo plug, and that's the Chiddush Reb Yochanan that you don't say lo plug. You go by the circumstance, right? That's Reb Chaim Kadievsky's comment that v'hadalo midami le lemitvachos hayadayim basvarim de basdisan the efshar de bebegadim lo plug rabbanan ki hadami sheish lo begadim harbe she'aser bekibus afilu mitanfi. Right, if somebody has a lot of clothing and they all got dirty, so then you don't have an automatic heter. So you might have thought here too, kamash b'lo, that's where you learn it from Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. Boin kumi taninan, where we learn the following. There is limited activities at a levaya, and at a levaya only the avelim, nobody else. Only the avelim do kriya and cholzin, the minhag of uncovering their shoulder, velo mavrin, and the sudas havra ela krovav shomeis. Only the krovim of the mace are the ones that do the havra and do the. Nihugim, havis metalte zirin. They used to come back and have the Suda Savra in a certain place. What happens if the place that they're going to have the Suda Savra in the house of the Avil is very small? Havis metalte zira. It's not big enough for all the krovim. Ukrivoi bon male legabe. The krovim want to go in, but it's a big family and it's a small house. So what do you do? Right? What do you do? So mahu. Right? So the question is, could you have some of them inside the house and some of them outside the house? That's what I probably would have said. Maushi Yeshu amechsami bachutzim echsami bifnim, says the Karbon Eida. So answer, or it says the Gemara. Mao di aso palgami lago palgami lavar. Amalon? Nope. Yelen palgan yoma dain u palgan lamachar. Have half of them do the Sudas Havra today inside. Don't want anybody outside with a big crowd. Do half of it today and half of it tomorrow. It doesn't mean that they have to fast till tomorrow, even though usually the Sudas Havra is the first meal. But it means that, they could eat and have the Sudas Havra tomorrow. That value wins. Maybe this is mashma that they used to have a Sudas Havra every day of Shiva. That's what maybe it sounds like. It's better to split it into two different groups than have a big group. Rav Chaya Gadievsky, de mechsi kesudas mereyos. If you do it too big, it looks like a big party, and therefore you don't want that. And the Gemara says, Amar bimana, hein da avin and sovereign, du makala la chamar. We thought we were going to get a kula out of this. Makala, we thought we were going to get a kula and chamar, and really, it was a chumra, right? We didn't expect this chumra, but that's what was said. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Avelis, in Yaradeya, in Shin Ayin Ches. In Shin Ayin Ches, the Shulchan Aruch there discusses Dine Sudas Havra'a, the Dinim of the Sudas Havra'a, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Aser Lechol Mishalo, the Suda Rishona, Aser to eat from his own. Someone else makes the Sudas Havra'a. Of Suda Shnia, Mutter, afilu b'yom rishon, but the second shniyah, if it's the second meal, it's mutter, even on yom rishon, u'mitzval shcheinav she'ya'achiluhu mishalahem, and it's on the neighbors to make the meal, k'dei shalo yochal mishalo. V'yochal echal achil es chavero b'me'evlo, v'yachzor gamkem yechlenu b'me'evlo, v'chlo yitnu b'tchila, yasnu b'tchila, or you can give it to each other, to each other. It's the... Shona continues in Ratzal Ha'avel Shalol Lechol Biyom Rishon Mutal Lechol Bishal Afilu Suda Rishona. Right, it's only day one. If it's a different day, sometimes this happens. Burials by day, and then by the time they get home, it's after Shkia. Right, it's after nighttime. So Shulchan Aruch says only on that day, on day one, is this halach of Suda Savra. But if they didn't make it on day one, they could eat from themselves. They don't have to be given from others. Says the Shulchan Aruch, why are we quoting this? Because a couple of halachas later, says the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Yud, Ein le'echol im ha'avel kol kach b'nei adam, she'yischalku l'shnei makomos. Not so many people should eat with the avel that they would have to split into two places, like some inside, some outside. Right? You shouldn't, right? Why? Says the Shach, the have sudas mereus, right? Because it looks like, Where's the Shach? Says the Shach here on, right, the, Siv Ozayin. The Avakodim Kvura, I'm sorry, that's a different halacha. This is, the Shach is Sivkat and Tess. Davi Kisudas Mareyas Sheish Basimcha. That's where Chaim Gadievsky gets it from. Like Sudas Mareyas. We look in the Gra right here on this, halacha. Ein Lecho, where does this come from? Yerushalmi Paragimel Demoid Katan. Veheviyo, Hagos Maimonios. Vuhu, migurte zero, krovoi boi, mechal gabe, argamar, the Gra quotes argamar, right? This argamar is the basis for that halacha in Shulchan Aruch. We continue. Tani, mitvachos svarim. So what does svarim mean? So we're going to translate this as covering of the books. Mitvachos svarim. Some say it means saparim. Some say of the haircutters. Vulgo mitvachos svarim. E mechapsodo samime raglayim. Even when they're washed, let's go with svarim. You shouldn't wash it, even though urine is a cleansing liquid that was used in the days of old. You shouldn't wash the mitvachos svarim with it. Right? That's the, why? Because either it's not covered for the svarim, right? Or if it's a haircutter, it's not covered for the people that you're going to give a haircut to. They wouldn't want to have be covered with a cloth that was washed in urine. You just use other types of cleansing, soapy type of materials. Neser and boris. Period. Says the Mishnah of Eilu Kosvin B'moed. The following items can be written. Writing is one of the malachas that, you know, for no reason would be asur and chalam moed. But if there's a tzorach moed, if there's a davar ha'avid, right, so then one would be able to write. Ve'elu kozimor, the following can be written on chalamoid, and the Pnei Moshe adds, b'ksiva kedarka, in the normal way, right? B'ksiva kedarka. Kiddushe nashim, writing a shtar erisin. We know erisin and nisuin, the three ways that a woman can get married, kesa, shtar, and bia, and, so shtar, harayam b'kudesh asli, right? A man writes that and gives it to the woman. We'd use kiddushe kesef today, but in the days of old, kiddushe shtar. So that would be mutabir nachalamoid. Why? Because that's a davar ha'avid. Davar ha'avid, right? Shema yikadmenu acher. Right? Maybe somebody else is going to marry her. If you don't marry her, so that's a davar ha'avid. Interesting line of the Ritva. The Ritva says, don't we say that only losing your principle, we had this earlier, it's called davar ha'avid. Right? If you're going to lose your principle and not make a profit, that's not called davar ha'avid. So getting married, isn't that just like making profit? Right? Who says that's considered more than that? Well, that's considered a loss of principles. So the Gemara says, yeah. The Gemara says, The Ritva says, Kivachu Tsarach Lisa Isha, Vishame Kadmenu Achabarachim, Davar Ha'avidu, Vyavagav Daharvacha Asira, Velikno Schora Asur, Hacha Kibatim Ba'avadimu Behema, Shehitarnu Dami. Right? It's like houses in an animal key, Hutsarach Isha Lagufo, Ula Tashmisho, Vishemala Yimsa, Kamosa. Maybe you won't find anybody like her. So therefore, it says the Ritva, beautiful, it's like a Davar Ha'avid. So Kadisha Nashim, Gitin, a get, getting divorced, Vishovrin, a receipt. A receipt if somebody is giving a loan and the lova says, and paying back a loan. The lova says, I'm not paying you back unless you give me a receipt. Right? You're still going to have the shtar. Shem yomar alova lo efrachovcha im ein li shover mimcha shomin lo, says the Karmana Eda. V'yachadarko. Right? If it doesn't get paid back, he's going to lose his money. So you can write the shovar. Daidaki. Daidaki is a shtar shchiv beira. We know that a person on his deathbed halacha relaxed the requirements for Maisa Kinyan, and he could just command and they could write a shtar. So as the Karbonet again says, Divrei Shchiv Mei Rak Yechsu V'Nechum Misurin Dami. So he could write the Daidaki, Matana, Ashtar Matana, right? It's also a Davar Oven. If he doesn't give it now, then he might not give it. Upruzbalin, a Pruzbal, right? That the, so Shmita is not Meshamet, he's gonna lose the money, or he's not gonna get the loan. So therefore, and maybe there won't be a Bezdin, at a certain level of Bezdin when you write a Pruzbal, all these conditions, might not exist afterwards. So therefore, it is also allowed. Igros shum, we'll see what these are in the Gemara, evaluation letters, v'igros mazon, and sustenance letters, we'll see, to support a widow, shtare chalitza umi unin, if chalitza took place in front of a bezdin, so they should write a shtar chalitza so the woman could get remarried. But if you don't write it now, maybe the bezdin's not going to sit again, they're not going to write it, she's going to get remarried, davar avid, so shtare chalitza, you can write the chalitza took place, umi unin, and mian, we know if there is a marriage, midirabanan, the mother or the brothers marry off a young girl, a ketana. She's married midrabanan, called kedushe miyun, but before godless, she can walk out of the marriage without any get. Right, the whole what is it? The 13th parak of Yevamis, parak Beishama, is all about miyun. So miyunin, the shtari birurin, shtari birur, right? The shtar that talks about zabla zebar loecha, that they each agree on one dayan, and they each agree on their own dayan, or they each pick their own dayan, and then they agree on the third. So shtari birurin, that also could be written v'gzeres bezdin, and any maisa bezdin v'igra shel rishus. We'll see in the Gemara what the Yushalmi holds are igros of rishus. So all of these can be written on a chalamoy. So says the Gemara, v'eino meitzar. What about a get? A get can be written. Isn't that Meitzar? He's divorcing his wife. Why? That's a Meni of Simchas Yantif. So why would you be able to write a get? Amr of Zeura, Mikiva, she also died to Lagari, she no Meitzar. No, if somebody's already planning to divorce his wife, this is just finishing the process. And therefore, there's no, it's Eino Meitzar in that way. There might be deeper lumdis here. We've discussed whenever this concept comes up, right? Rabbi Shimon in Mesechas Gittin holds, we might not hold like this, but the Rabbi Shimon is quoted in Maseches Gittin, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph of the Bavli, Kivan Shenasa Vein Avla Garsha Shuv Ein Lo Peros. Right, there's already halachic significance that kicks in once the man decides to divorce his wife. Some say this might mean once he writes the get. Right, even before he gives the get, that's the key. There are certain halachas that kick in. If somebody has in mind to divorce his wife, he's not allowed to live with his wife. There are certain halachas that kick in, and this reflects the idea that is implicit in, and maybe even a little more close to explicit in a certain sugyas of Maseches Gittin, that by a ma'aseh kiddushin like we have here, by a kiddushin nashim, everything is focused at that moment. Kiddushin nashim, right? When a man writes his shtar erisin, he's not married at all yet. Not even the first step. Nothing's happened yet until the moment he gives it to his wife. But by gerushin, there seems to be evidence that right when the decision is made, even before he gives, right? Then for sure, when he writes the get, the tzibi habal, there's so much importance given to the command of the husband to write to the sofer, to write the get, the tzibi habal, all of that seems to reflect that the process of gerushin has already started, even before the maisa gerushin, right? And that sheet of Reb Shimon is a classic example. And this is even used halacha lemaisa by the Rashbam. There is a Gemara in Bava Basra, in the Bavli, Kufman Vav, where a man is told that, your wife doesn't have a sense of smell. He's like, really? I didn't know that. So he wanted to test her. He was very upset knowing about this detail of her life that he didn't know. So, but isha totranis he. So what happens? They went into like this dilapidated area, and he says to her, you smell anything? You smell anything? Reach tznon ani me reach begalil. I smell a radish. She knew what was going on. She was playing that game. It's not clear whether, you know, she was or not, but she says, the Rashbam says, derech schok. Man yavlon mi sovos di yericho. Halvai, I wish I had some dates of yericho. Vachalna ben I and I eat them. So they're sweet. They're eaten with tznon. They're eaten with radish. So unclear exactly what she meant. But what happened? Nafal echorva. All of a sudden, the house collapsed onto her vamesa and she died. The question now is he an alman? Right, what's the halacha? Is she divorced? What do you mean divorced? He had in mind, it seems, that once, if she really was not Totranis, maybe this would be a Mecha Toz, they would never marry. Amru Chachamim, Hovel o Nichas Achareha Ela Lebotka Mesa Ena Yarsha. Unbelievable. The Chachamim say, since he went in to check out if she had the sense of smell, so since she died in the state of Suffolk, he does not Yarshin her. He does not yarshin her. Some halachas already kicked in. Why would halachas kick in? Says the Rashbam right here. Says the Rashbam on this Gemara. Meisein yarsha deina bal yoris is ishto achet tikanitz l'chupa k'danafkalani rishla bal mishe yirakar avilav v'yarashosa v'hilkach minisua makminala v'amir chachamim hov nechad zacher lebotka meisein yarsha tekiva tohye b'dayto l'garsha im yipseena balas mum, since he had in mind to divorce her if he would find that she's a balas mum umitokach meisa kodem shenispaisu, and she died in this state eina zocha b'yarusha. Wow. Even though they were married, but he had in mind to divorce her, so he already loses the Yerusha. Umihakha Shamina, and then the Rashbam goes a Chiddush al Gabi Chiddush. Shemisha Mesa Ishto Mito Katata. I mean, you might have said the Gemara is about an Arusa, but the Rashbam says, no, it's a Nesua, and he had Das Lagarisher. And then the Rashbam adds, what if a man is it a fight with his wife? Misha Mesa Ishto Mito Katata, Sheish Bedaito Lagarsha, Shuv Edo Yarsha. Even if he's in a fight, they're separated. Kidamrina begitin mishasa ina lagarsha shavim lepeiros. And he quotes Reb Shimon, even though it's possible by Reb Shimon, but he quotes Reb Shimon as a model for this idea. The Yamshal Shlomo, the Marshal, also paskins about avelus. If husband and wife are separated for years, but they're not divorced, he says, how could you have avelus? Right? How you have avelus on someone who you're not misabel for? Okay, quite much. We're not saying we paskin that way, but at least these are conceptual nuggets that reflect the idea that we mentioned. Okay. The shofrim, continuing the shofrim, a receipt, imologim. Okay, imologim. Igra shum, shuma yisomim. What is shuma? That means there is property that yisomim have to pay back, the balchov, or for the ksuba of their mother, and therefore they're allowed to make that estimation documents. Igris mazon, food, mizonos almana. That means that the almana has to be supported. Bezdin sells the karka in order to support her. And you write a maisa bezdin, you write how much it was worth. So that's the igris mazon. Shtari chalitza, elin shtari chalitza. What does the shtari chalitza say? Taman amrin, there it says as follows. The karvis kodman, a woman came in front of us. V'sheres sine me'ilavi rigla diamina. She removed his shoe from his right leg. V'rakas kudmina ruka de mischazi alara. And she spit in front of us roke. The roke has to be nikar. It has to be, it was nikar al ara. It's a good question. With our girsa, we have this al ara. Question is, do you need al ara? Does it have to be on the floor? Right? The Gemara talks about what happens if she spit and then the wind came and it never hit the floor. But according to this girsa, it says, right, al ara. If you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Birshama Yevamis Maisi La Basar Hachi Da Filu Hifrichto Haruach V'lo Higia La Aretz Shaper Dami. And Birshama Yevamis says, even if it never hit the floor, Umashma the Maisi La Lachlok, and maybe it's Mashma from there that line in that Yerushalmi is coming to argue. Dein Sarach Al Aver, you don't need it to hit the floor, right when it comes out of her mouth. One the inami lafarishba, or maybe there it's just the Yerushalmi, it's not coming to argue, it's coming to explain. Shein sarah kein el lemisam and amuvcha. But shekas vatosis yivamis kufav amid base. So 2 days in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, how to understand that Yerushalmi in Yivamis, whether that would be 2 days or it's explaining. Is explaining. So again, but the lashon here is it goes on Arab. Va'amer es kacha yasal leish shad leivnes beis achiv. And this was said, kacha, this happens to the man that decided not to build up his brother's house. That's what it says by the Shtar Chalitza. V'shtarei mi'unin. What about Shtar of mi'un? Eilom v'shtarei mi'unin. What's the Shtar mean? Lo, we saw, she came in front of us, and she says, I want out of this marriage. As we mentioned, mi'un does not need any type of Shtar given, no get. She just says, lo rein alei, I don't want him. Right, ayin and sadi switch in Aramaic, like lo ratzon. Lo shavin alei, shavan alei, he's not shaveh for me. Lo tzavin alei, is nasvele, I don't want to marry him. I don't want to marry, I want out of this marriage before I become a gedola. Good. Shtare birurin, shtar of birur. What is that? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, shtar birur is, as we mentioned, zavla. This one chooses one dying, this one chooses the other dying. And if you have the middle one, look what the Yerushalmi says. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, compromisin. Compromise. Compromisin. Right? It says the Pnei Moshe. Kachu b'lashin laz. Davar shu nasa ayde ritsu yhatstadim. Something that's done based on the, agreeing of the parties. Says the Karbana Eda, Shebekabala Atzma L'kayem Ashiyifsku Elu Borin, that they accept to do what these Borin decide. So compromise it. Zebar Loechav, Zebar Loechav. Zer is Bezdin. The, any type of Maisa Bezdin that had to be recorded. Elu Gizrei Dinim. These were the court records. The, and that's what happened to your ring. Because again, if they leave and they don't write it down, it's not recorded, maybe you'll never get it written. Vegril Shel Rishus. What's Rishus? So the Yerushalmi says, so Shela Shalom, stam letters, stam emails that you want to write to somebody. Shela Shalom saying hello, that is allowed on Chalamoid. Why? Says the Karbana Eda, based on the Ritva. The Ritva says this here, Simchas Yantif to communicate with each other. So therefore, it is motive. If you look in Rashi on the Mishnah, he has a different shot, and the Ritva also quotes it. Rashus means governmental letters. You have an issue to take care of with the government, so that is what is allowed. Again, it's a different day, as this Yerushalmi clearly does not say that, but that's what that the is quoted here, the other pshat of Rashi's, right? The Ritva quotes, Pirish, Rashi, Ksavim, Shasholchim, Lebeis HaMelech, Oshin, Notlim, Yisham, V'davar Avidhu. It's a davar Avid. Ubi Yerushalmi, Pirshu, Ar Yerushalmi, Shal Sheila Shalom, V'yesh Temei, and Matzorach, Yesh Bazeh. Right? What Tzorach is there, Sheila Shalom? V'yesh Lomer, Kigoshu, Tzorach, in Yana Yantif. Either it's Tzorach HaYantif, Inami b'nei simchas haregel, shalo yehei b'da'aga. So the person knows that I'm okay. V'yesh b'hen tzorech l'sholeach o l'mishenish talchulo. And there's a tzorech for the sender or the receiver. V'chein hitiru ha-ga'onim. And so too, the ga'onim also allowed. V'haramban v'ksas rabani bali tosfus. And the Ramban and all that tosfus. V'yesh apirshu igros shenose nasi o resh galusa rishus ladun. Maybe some say it means the rishus to be done. He quotes this from other Gaonim. Kadesha im toe velo yishalem. But there's just that we know if somebody has a authority and he has a license, then it solves him from certain types of mistakes that he made. Like the Gemara talks about in the first parak of Sanhedrin. Vu davar avid v'zevada mi in mishnaseinu. Then that would be a davar avid also. So three pshatim. What exactly does rishus mean? Good. In Kosvin, so the previous Mishnah said the documents that you're allowed to write on Chala Moed. What about the documents that you're not allowed to write? Here, Ekos and Shtar Chov Moed. You can't write a Shtar Chov on Chala Moed because you could probably write it right after the Moed, right? Because somebody's going to deny getting the loan or giving the loan right the 3 days later. So we assume there's no Chash there. There's no chash that the Edom are going to forget. There's no chash that he's going to deny it. Lova Rasha Vala Yishalim. So therefore, that's not as much of a tzarach. Meaning, if somebody already has the loan and he's going to get paid back, so maybe he's going to, if he pays back, then he might deny getting paid back. But that was the first Mishnah. But here, Ein Kosvin. You can't write it. Oh, but by the way, the previous Mishnah had all the ones that are mutter, l'tzarach ha-moed. So as the Pnei Moshe had said, writing kedarko. Does that mean, what about writing in a fancy way? Like our writing, is that fancy? All right, our ksiva, is that Maisa Hedyot or Maisa Uman? That's a big discussion in the poskim. The Beis Yosef, the Rama, discusses this. That's at the beginning in Avtof Kuf Mem Hei. They discussed about what is the halacha with stam writing, right? Is that called regular, writing, or is that something fancy? Is that, you're only allowed to write, in the normal way. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses this. Where is this? Taf Kuf Mem Hey. Aser lichtov amoid afil lahagios achas pasefer aser. Rama v'nagu lahakel b'ksav shalanu she'inu maisa uman. Right, the Rama says that our minag is, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Hagol l'tzorach harabim, v'yesh osrim, kol she'ino l'tzorach hamoed, v'yesh matirin, v'nagol l'hakel b'ksav shalano she'ino ma'isa uman. Right, our writing is not called a ma'isa uman, where it's a tzorach, or Mr. Brewer quotes, look later on in Sif Hei, da'afik b'zeh ha'ksav nagol l'hachmer l'shanos. Mikol makom b'nyanenu, she'tzorach harabim, ain't tzorach l'shanos. Tzorach harabim wouldn't be. Okay. V'yameinu ma'amino, let's say shtar chov. But I don't trust that you're going to pay me you're going to accept to write it after next week. So may not me know if the, let's say this means the, for now. The Malvit doesn't believe that the Lova is going to pay back. Oshe Ein Lamayochal, or he. Who's the he? We'll have to see. Is it the Lova? Is it the Sofer? Ein Lamayochal, Hareze Yechto. Then he can write it. Ein Kosin Sfarim Tzilin Mezuzas, but Moed. A person can't write Sifrei Stam on Moed. Right, that's not what kind of Sorach HaMoed. It's probably for after the Moed. If it's L'Sorach HaMoed, you need a mezuzah on the house, maybe that would be allowed. But this is not L'Sorach HaMoed generally. V'imagin Ozachas, Afilu B'Sefer HaEzra or HaAzara. You can't fix the Torah, which is not going to be needed, let's say, Pashtus, even the Sefer Torah in the Azara that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, that the Kohen Gadol reads on Yom Kippur and the Melech reads at the Ad Hakel. You can't fix even in the holiest book. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kosi Bu Adam Filin Mezuzah Atzma. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're not doing it for business, you're just doing it for yourself, you can write it. Filin Mezuzah. V'tove Al Yerecho. Make that Al Yerecho. Tcheles Letzitziso. Seems to say that when you're tying tzitzis, you have to use some type of shinui. You do it on your thigh. Right? While the Tfilin Mezuzah is where you can't do it with a shinui. It has to be written. Right? There's no other way to get out of that. So then that would be allowed. Period. In Kosin Shtari Arsios V'Kablanus B'Moed. One is not allowed to write, well, even just one Ha'ara, and that is writing this book about writing a Sefer Torah Mezuzas. What about writing Chidushei Torah? So there is a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the end of Tav Kuf Mem Hei. Tav Kuf Mem Hei, Tess. V'im Shama Dvar Chidish, Mutu L'Kasvo Kedei Shol Yishkach. V'chinim Ra'a Sefer Mechudish, Mutu L'Atiko, Mo Yimso L'Atiko L'Achar Moed. If you're going to forget it, and the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'im yisaki b'ksivas chidushim shalomad b'tocha moed." If you're not going to write, yitzarech lomot shenis. You're going to have to learn it again, lahazkir, to remember. Zeivat lenu milim and chidushim acherim ve'ein l'chadavar ha'avid gadol mizeh. Beautiful. Right? That's no greater davar avid than forgetting Torah. You're going to have to learn it again. V'heidu ala bach shekasav chibur b'chol moed. And they're made about the bach that the he wrote his chidushim. It's also the Ritva. The Ritva also says it here as well. Good. A person cannot write agreements of sharecroppers on Chalamoy. That's not a davar ovid, right? That's also, that's just preventing revach, but it's not somebody who has no food. Ha shum kidarko. If somebody is estimating, right? If somebody gets something and he has to be, he's a shuma, shamai. He has to estimate it. He can do it in the normal way. Uvach lo yamev lo yishko lo yimne. But you can't use certain types of instruments. Says the Karban Eda, that looks like uvdin dechol. Umakabli ki balas ba moed lasos lachar moed. A person could accept to do have an agreement to accept a new job. Accept on a chalamoed to do it after the moed. V'makabli ki balas ba moed lasos betocha moed. But you can't get a goy to do malacha for you on chalamoed if it's not needed for chalamoed. Hasam sam kidarko bavach lo yamev lo yishko lo yimne. Right, whether it's the employer and the employee, you can't use these other instruments because it's mechsi k'uvdin dechol. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Amami, no. What does the Mishnah mean? Who doesn't believe who? Lelove. If he doesn't believe the love, osh ein lo mayochal lelavlar. The scribe doesn't have what to eat. So Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, if he doesn't have what to eat, im omer atkin. If you say that anyone doesn't have what to eat, nimseisa matirasa umnis b'moed. Most workers out there, 90% of workers. Rov Umnin, says the Karban Eda, worked for their basic needs to get a parnasa. So once you say the scribe could work because he needs a parnasa, you would say everybody could work. So ein ladavar sof, ela meinam amino lemilvesha avra. No, what the Mishnah is talking about, the malve and the love. It means if he doesn't believe him about a milva that's already been granted, that he's going to pay back. O she'en lo masha yocha lemilve haba, or to give a new loan. It's all talking about the malve and the love. It's not talking about the scribe who needs it for business. Period. Chad banash oved tfiloi b'moadaya. Somebody once lost their tefillin on chalam oved. Also, Gabi Rabbi Chanano. Yes, Rabbi Chanano. Could I write tefillin on Rabbi Chanano was a sofer. Could you write me a pair of tefillin? V'shachil Gabi Rabbi Yavar Barnasan. He sent him, I'm not sure. Yes, Rabbi Yavar Barnasan. Amarlei, havli tfilach v'zil ksov lecha. He tells him, you know, Rabbi Chanano, you give him your tefillin, and you can write your own for your own. Because what the Mishnah say, you can write for yourself, Rabbi Yehuda says. La'atzmo. So you give him your tefillin. Amalei Rav, but then Rav said, Ezel Ksovle. question about how Rav gave a different sock, but they came to Rav. Rav said, write it. You can write tefillin for him. Right? Where it says the carbon, the below harama. You can write it even for your friend. Matiza pliga Rav, kosi vodan tefillin, mazil atzma, lacher lot, is the Mishnah. Rav says you can write tefillin for anybody. And the Mishnah says only for yourself. No, maybe the Mishnah is only talking about a case where you're writing it for after Yantif. If it's for somebody who a Yantif need, so then you can write it right now. Right? But, for after Yantif, you cannot. Same answer given. The next. Could use even a regular spindle in the normal way. Rav Amar Tova Beplach Belo Belacher. Rav says even for other people you could write, make, tzitzis. Matiza Pliga Rav Atova Yerechot Chilas and Sisiso Alacher Lo. The Mishnah sounds like you can't do it for anybody else, right? Only for, yourself. Patla Batova Laniach. Maybe that's only for others for after Yantif. But if it's for Yantif for a regal need, then that you could do it even for others. The big shaila is this Gemara, this Mishnah Gemara, a rye that they were tefillin a chalamoid? Says like he didn't have his tefillin. Sounds like it's chalamoid. That's the Pasha Pshah. Tosfos Daf Yud Tes here discusses that. The Ritva, the Meiri, all the Rishonim get into the act. Whether this is a rye. The Pasha Pshah is that it's tefillin a chalamoid. But many Rishonim say no, it doesn't mean that. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, of course, is have a machlokas. Shulchan Aruch says no. Ramah says yes. But this goes on the list of evidence for that sugya. Okay, we'll stop here.